It's Studio on Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet. Live in our Cedar Falls studios, Anthony Warden and the Illiterati. That's Anthony Warden and the Illiterati here on Studio One Tracks. I hate to interrupt. I mean, that was... What happens next, I'm sure, is going to be impressive, right?
We hope.
Yes. Okay. So you're from Iowa City, a very literary-minded town. Why the Illiterati?
I don't know. It was just something my friend came up with, and I thought it stuck.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he has like my own little secret organization that I have behind me.
Okay, not the Illuminati.
No.
But the Illiterati.
Yeah, okay. None of these guys can read.
Okay.
Well. They can't read music. Working on it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here on Studio One. I know it's something we've wanted to do for a while, and this is your second full-length album is now out, so this seemed like a good time. Slouching Towards Tomorrow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, how's it? It's available, I noticed, in several formats.
Mm-hmm. Bandcamp and basically every streaming site.
Plus yeah, so cassette.
Cassette. Oh, yeah, cassette and CD.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is very cool. No vinyl at this point? Or?
No. It's a bit too much money for me.
All right.
But if there's anyone listening that wants to put it out, get in contact. I'm open to anything.
Okay. Call now. We're going to be talking more as we go on, but we have got a lot of great music planned here from Anthony Warden and the Illuminati, so let's get to it.
All right. Hang tough.
Anthony Warden and the Illiterati here on Studio One Tracks. Just heard a couple of songs there from the new album called Slouching Towards Tomorrow, available now. Anthony, on your Facebook page, you've got the Velvet Underground presenting the new album to the world,
yes.
Slouching Towards Tomorrow. And I can hear the Velvet Underground as an influence in several of your songs. Can you talk a bit about that band as an influence?
Well, I've just always loved Lou Reed. and his delivery, and I don't know, just everything about him in the Velvet Underground. And my favorite record is White Light, White Heat, and I love all solo records too, even like the weird ones, like the Bells, like the 80s stuff. But yeah, I love those guys. Yeah.
Nico. How do you feel about Metal Machine Music?
Oh, that one's good too. I've listened to it all.
Yeah. You and me are probably the only two people in this room that have listened to it all. And it is not, it's better than its reputation would lead you to believe.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, Velvet Underground, one of the prime bands in rock and roll, but you don't hear him mentioned as a direct influence so much these days. So it was, it's refreshing that's one of your main influences there. So any upcoming live dates you want to tell us about?
Well, we're playing this Saturday in Minneapolis at the Eagles Club. We're doing a Black Friday event in Davenport at Ragged Records at 11 a.m. And we are playing in Iowa City at Gabe's on December 8th.
All right. So the band is out there and playing more these days with the new record out, or?
Oh, yeah. 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 Trying to get it out there and play as many shows as possible. We just got done with like a 2-week tour down south, which is a lot of fun. And it's fun to get out there. And this is definitely the most shows I've played in my career. So it's been really awesome.
All right. Well, it's great to have you here. Let's have some more. Anthony Warden and the Illiterati.
All right. We, Mark, we got like a, we got a theme song for you guys, actually. Possibly a new one. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're the only one for me. Just turn that dial, make your music worthwhile. Studio One, still my gal, but I love you just the same. Yeah, they're definitely going to use that. All right, this one's called Start It Up.
started up with you, another track from the new album, Slouching Towards Tomorrow. And before that, a little ditty called Studio One. That's the first time anybody's ever done that, on the, believe it or not.
I can't take credit for it. That was actually a Jimi Hendrix rip. He was on the BBC One.
I was thinking Wild Thing while at some points in there, but I don't know. That's okay. Jimi Hendrix wouldn't mind, I don't think. So you recorded the new album at Flat Black Studios with Luke Tweedy and Dana T and the crew. Tell us about the making of the album.
Yeah, it was the third time I've worked with Luke, and it was at his new barn studio out there in Lone Tree, Iowa. And I can't say enough about Luke. He's great guy to work with, and the studio's really amazing. And it's also great working with Dana. He played in the band for a while, and he kind of knows what I'm going for, and he's an excellent engineer. And he played a lot, and he played all over the record too, so he was heavily involved.
Yeah, we've had him on as Dana T and also with Karen Meat, and definitely one of the main players, not only in the Iowa City area, but statewide. What do you think about what's going on in music in the state of Iowa these days?
It's good, yeah. There's a ton of great bands.
Seems like there's a lot of bands popping up all over the place.
Yeah, and Lucas is in a great band called Half Loves, so I got to shout out to Half
Loves.
Yeah.
Yes. Lucas will be back with Half Loves in a couple of weeks
here in
this very room. So we try to have everybody on, but it's great to have you here, and let's have some more. Anthony Warden.
This one's called Don't Want to Hurt. Anymore. Thank you. All right, this one is called Dead Boy's Shirt.
Dead Boy's Shirt, one of the tracks on the new album Slouching Towards Tomorrow from our guest Anthony Warden. You can find out about that album in its various formats, cassette, CD, and digital tracks at Bandcamp. And some live dates coming up on November 17th. That's this Saturday. It's the Eagles Club in Minneapolis. And also November 23rd, Black Friday, Ragged Records. Is that in Davenport or Rock Island?
Davenport, I think.
Because I think they have a couple,
A couple
locations there. In the Quad Cities.
In the Quad, yeah, roughly in that area.
Yeah, and you said Gabe's on December...
8th.
December 8th, all right. So catch the band when you can. Our thanks to our technical producer, Phil Moss, also assistance from Tony Daner and Chris Fenton. I'm Mark Simmet, and a big thanks to Anthony Warden and the Illiterati for stopping by our Cedar Falls studios. What a great set.
Thank you.
This was and is with one more.
Yes. Before we started, I had to wish happy birthday to my mom, who is in the audience today.
All right. You're not going to serenade her with a special rendition of...
No, we don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
All right, this one's called Unconcealed Vice. Thanks for listening, and thanks for having us.